Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
What's happening, friends? Pop culture quiz, which we did not get to in the live show today.
My favorite.
Ready? See how many you get if you paid attention this weekend.
Okay. Probably not.
TikTok has increased the maximum length of videos on the platform to how long?
10 minutes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Hey, saw it somewhere.
She TikToks.
No, I don't really TikTok that much, but I mean, I saw it in the news.
The ACMs are tonight. Name one of the artists up for Entertainer of the Year.
Luke Combs.
Mm-hmm. He should win it.
Right. That's what
he's
gonna
win. Should win it. The ACMs have a really cool thing going in that since they're on a streaming platform, nobody can see the ratings because award shows have just been terrible. Just in general, everything goes down. Everything's going down. You can't prove it. You can come out and be like, we're the highest rated show in the history of TV.
Because it's on streaming?
Yeah, nobody can prove anything. There's no data that you can track for anything.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Unless a streaming platform releases their own data, you don't know. You know, Netflix has been a little more transparent, but...
Oh, I got you. It's up to the actual the platform. Got it.
So if I were them, I'd come out tomorrow and be like, it's the highest viewed of all time. We never had so many people say this is the best show they've ever seen in their whole life.
Because no one can see their numbers. No one can see their own.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's what I would do anyway. Smart. If I were them. Can't prove. Hey, prove we weren't.
DraftKings, are they doing anything for ACMs? Can you bet on like that stuff?
I don't think so. I don't know. Okay. I try to stay away from anything if they put me in jail.
All right.
And not that I would. Let me look. DraftKings doesn't do a lot of those non-sports,
like award shows.
Yeah, like pop culture bets. But the people are Luke Combs, Eric Church, Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, and Carrie Underwood. Number three, after 42 years as a head coach, Coach K led the team at home for the final game against UNC on Saturday. What team does he coach for?
Come on, Amy, you can do this.
Texas Tech?
Coach K. No, actually.
I don't know. Kentucky?
No, and you're gonna be like, dog.
Coach K.
Yeah, Coach K. Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah, I don't know.
Duke, which is near where you lived in North Carolina.
Shout out, North Carolina. Yeah, but I was UNC.
And they lost, and I LOL'd.
Yeah.
Last game.
Laughed out loud. People paid $5,000 a ticket to go to that game. You couldn't get in because it was his last game. He's... arguably the best coach of all time. Some would say John Wooden, but that he got all the good players. Nobody else got crap back in the day. I would say Coach K is the greatest basketball coach of all time.
Who was the guy from Texas Tech, though, that was loud?
Coach.
Bobby Knight?
Yeah, Bobby
Knight. But he was only there after Indiana.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I just remember, did he like, who picked up chairs? Or
Bobby Knight. But you're thinking of him at Indiana, I would think. Okay. That's who, is that who you're thinking about, guys? Probably.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. And he's always angry.
Yeah, very angry guy. But yeah, and they lost his last game. And hilarious.
I mean, aww. And you know what? Here's him.
Screw him. Here's the thing.
What?
I hate Duke.
Okay.
With every part of me. Part of it's because they're so good, but also they're very arrogant. And that mix, and I'm not even a rival to Duke.
That's all they got.
But I respect what they've built, right?
Yeah.
And if I were them, I'd want everybody to hate me or love me. That's it. Either hate me or love me. But you had to pay like $5,000 to get in. All the famous people, all the old players, they were pissy too, because when they played at North Carolina in Chapel Hill earlier, North Carolina didn't do like a little whole thing to Coach K. They just ran a short video. And then I guess they wanted them to kind of kiss the ring. And North Carolina's like, we're not kissing the ring. And they beat the crap out of them. Mm. And the end. But if I'm a rival, I'm doing that too. This is how I'm respecting our rivalry so much, I'm going to try to pound you into the ground. It's awesome.
It was funny. They did like interviews with other coaches and like, what's your favorite memory of like Coach K? And I think it was like the Michigan State coach is like, every time I beat him.
Yeah.
Like, I have nothing else to say.
Yeah. When
he wouldn't
even
do the halftime interview. It's just not my cup of tea.
Okay.
But if I was a Duke fan, it would be my cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know?
When I first moved to North Carolina, I was at the airport in Raleigh. And I bought a Duke shirt because I was trying to fit in. I was like moving there. I didn't know the
rivalry. People were spitting on you.
Yeah. And so when I got to Southern Pines, everyone that I made friends with, they were UNC people. And I had to put away my Duke shirt and just embrace North Carolina.
And we probably have some Duke fans that are listening.
Yeah.
And I
listen,
like
I'm
you.
Neutral.
I like you individually.
But as a fan base.
No thanks. I said that on the Today Show about Tennessee fans. I had such a good time with so many of the people individually. But I don't like them as a group. I'm not supposed to like them. That's what sports is about. You can loathe fans of other teams and find them horribly annoying because they're not a fan of your team. That's what's amazing. But yeah, we took an L this weekend. But Duke lost. It was hilarious. I mean, I couldn't get enough of it. Then when the game was getting close, I watched it. They had two screens going at the same time because one of the games wasn't over. Maybe the Michigan game. And so they had to load up a second screen at the same time. And you're only watching, like, Coach K watch himself on a screen.
Yeah, weird. But that's his last game there, right?
Yeah, he'll be in the tournament. The tournament and then the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
But you know the network is going to be like, hey, we need to make sure this Duke team lasts longer.
Oh, I like what you're saying.
You know the network is like, we need Duke to move through. Now does that manifest itself into referees slightly maybe not calling a couple things?
If they're close.
Come on.
You know what rules the world? Money.
I know.
And I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy, but I don't think chasing the money.
Sometimes it just
makes
sense.
I have heard in basketball it's the worst.
Because they can, a ref can change a game.
Nobody wants to know
because
where Amy
heard this.
Because
there are fouls all the time.
What? Yeah,
I want to know where
this?
Amy heard this.
Over the years, I just heard that basketball is the shadiest with the
Well, there was a scandal recently.
Baseball, too, is good.
Baseball tried to get robo-umps. They got turned down. People
hitting trash cans and stuff, cheating.
No.
Oh, yeah,
baseball,
there was that.
They're locked out right now.
Yes, I know.
But one of the things that they agreed not to do was the robo-umps. They are making the bases bigger.
Oh.
They are going to do a pitch clock. There are these things they are doing, but I would have loved robo-umps.
Yeah. Can you yell at them?
Can you
kick dirt on the robot?
Yeah, base is a little bigger. Yeah.
So they can see them, if whether they hit the base or not? Like, why bigger? Because then that makes it closer.
Maybe they don't run into each other.
Safety.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a first baseman and you're standing on the bag and someone's running through it, I mean, or even any of the bases, right? Slide into them, hit them.
Oh, I know how it is. I played softball.
Oh boy.
And how old were you?
I played third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade. Like, wow. I played for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. Mm-hmm. This popular reality show is returning to Fox after a 3-year hiatus due to the pandemic. Season 16 aired in 2019. What's that popular reality show?
Oh, I have no idea.
So you think you can dance?
Okay.
Yeah.
Would have never got that.
Will Smith announced he's teaming up with Michael B. Jordan for a sequel.
Ooh.
To what movie that Will starred in back in 2007?
I Am Legend.
Yeah, I didn't know this. I loved I Am Legend.
Is it good?
Yeah. Everybody take, if I'm right, you can correct me. Everybody takes a pill to like beat cancer or beat some disease. And that pill, everybody that took it ends up dying.
Oh.
And so he's like the last, they turn into zombies, maybe dead, but zombies.
He never took the pill?
He never took the pill. And so he's like fighting, and there's a dog.
Him and his dog, yeah.
Oh, the dog's awesome. And, like, and all I remember is, I need to sing a song, and I can't think of it. Ray, would you pull that music down for 1 second? You have one song in your head. Every little thing, there it is. It's gonna be all right.
Bob Marley.
Yes.
Three Little Birds.
Don't worry.
Yeah. And that's my first exposure in a mainstream way to that song where I was like, I like it. He's in a bathtub with the dog and it's like, don't worry.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. I Am Legend's awesome. It's a good one. And are you thinking the COVID vaccine? Is that what you're thinking when you're
going to go? I mean, it just all kind of sounds the same.
Yeah.
People not wanting to take it and people taking it. People thinking what it does to you, stuff, that kind of stuff.
It's a movie, though, bro.
Yeah, I know.
I saw your eyes, and you're like, I don't know why to bring this up.
It just kind of clicked in my head, like, wow, that's kind of very similar.
I'll say this, too. I said on the show last week, I was like, hey, if you get COVID, you're not going to get it again. I meant right away. I was talking about something like, once you get it, you're clear for a couple months to not have to...
Antibodies.
Right. And I was like, you get COVID, you're not going to get it again. I didn't mean forever. People were coming to me online like... Hey, man, you know you can get COVID twice. I'm like, yeah. Like, most of my friends have gotten it again at some point. But, and I don't know where I said it, but obviously I said it.
I don't remember you saying that.
But what I meant was if you get it, you're kind of free to do what you like for a while.
Yeah.
Or do what you like if you want. You know, now I ain't nobody doing anything. I'm just living life.
Yeah.
There's a new game like Wordle, except for music. What's it called?
No idea.
It's called Hurdle.
Come on.
H-E-A-R-D. You play Wordle now?
No. Are you on it? Are you on Hurdle?
No, because I don't know how to play Wordle, so I don't think I'd go to Hurdle.
Baby steps.
I think I'd probably love Wordle if I even learned how to play it, because there are just too many of my friends that play it that enjoy
it
for me to go, oh, I'm too cool. But because I don't know how to do it, I'm like, eh, annoying.
Yeah, it's like I didn't start when it started, so why start now?
Exactly.
But like you guys were doing like Words with Friends for a long time, and I had no idea. And then when I started, I was like, oh, this is kind of actually fun.
That was like last week, and we're all out of that one.
That's like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. We started watching a show on HBO Max last night. It's about the Lakers, how they formed in the 80s.
Showtime. Oh, I heard it's awesome.
It's definitely shot. It's presented a lot different than you think.
Okay.
John C. Reilly plays Dr. Buss, who bought the Lakers back in like 79, 80, and it's their decision to sign Magic. It actually starts in the future of the show when Magic Johnson's in a doctor's office, and I think they tell him he has AIDS or
wow.
HIV. But they cut out of that, and then it immediately goes back to Dr. Buss trying to buy the team and all this, and why they didn't want, some of them didn't want to draft Magic Johnson. As a sports fan, I loved it, and I think it's called Winning Time.
Oh, I thought it was Showtime.
The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. And they have to put a little thing up front that goes, hey, we've added some... Took some liberties. We've changed some names. They just put that so people can't sue them.
Mm.
I didn't see anything that was not accurate. The only thing where people can get in trouble is when they have to recreate conversations that happened in a room and nobody was in the room to actually know, but you know what the result was from that room.
Yeah.
So,
but it's Hollywood. You have to make a script and act like you know what they said.
I had no idea, and this is all in the first part of the first episode, but now his daughter...
Magic's daughter?
No. Jerry Buss's daughter.
Oh, Jerry Buss.
Runs the team. But I had no idea. He, Dr. Buss, before he bought the Lakers, he made missiles. He was like a chemist. One of those things where you are creating. And then he was like, yeah, I just started.
A physicist?
Maybe. It was something. But yeah, John C. Reilly plays him. It's awesome. He's awesome at it. Definitely present a little quirkier than I thought it would be, just like people acting mm-hmm. it. But we started watching that last night. He was a defense contractor. Yeah. He designed missiles. But and it goes on from there. But pretty interesting. You guys will like it.
I
think you would like it, too, being a...
Yeah, I'm already reading about it. I'll watch it.
What, Eddie?
I saw the preview. I guess it was maybe around the Super Bowl, and I thought it was already streaming. So I've been looking for it for weeks.
Last night, we were too. And when it came out, Caitlin's like, Tay, the show's on tonight.
It's awesome.
So we watched it. It's an hour or two.
Okay.
Then, you know, all these platforms have one episode a week now, and I almost want to not watch it at all until it's all loaded, but I just want to watch it so bad I don't. Like, Eddie just started watching Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't start till late, but we had to... It wasn't fully done when we started, so then we had to wait a couple weeks. But you, It's all done.
With my life situation, I can't finish all of it quickly. I have to do like one, maybe half an episode at a time. But knowing that it's all completely done, love it. Mm-hmm. Like now I can watch as much as I can.
You like it?
Love, dude, it's so funny.
It's like, dirty.
I didn't know if I was going to like it just because it was, you know, church stuff, but hilarious. It's some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen.
It's a mega church.
Like
John
LOL.
Goodman plays the guy and Danny McBride plays the son who's like trying to take it.
I literally laughed out loud and my kids are like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, don't worry about it. Keep the door closed.
Another thing we watched a couple episodes of this weekend was Murderville. Anybody?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, it's on Netflix and it's Will Arnett and he plays like, his name's like Terry Seattle or Tony Seattle, who's a cop, and he has a partner that shows up every episode, but the partner is another celebrity and they don't have a script. And so they walk through a murder, and by the end, they have to the celebrity has to like figure out who it was by the clues. And so Conan is episode one.
That's cool.
Marshawn Lynch was episode two. And like the very first part is scripted where they're like meeting each other. But then once they start to go through it, the person doesn't have a script, and you'll see him cracking. You know SNL when they would start to like,
yeah.
You'll see Will Arnett starting to laugh, or Conan really cracked him up. And Marshawn Lynch is just funny because he don't care.
Beast mode.
Yeah. So, but that whole show is... most of that show is just the celebrity improvising a scene that's already set up as they try to solve a crime.
That's cool.
It's not something we wait and like, oh, we can't wait to get back to it, but it's a pretty good, like, oh, we got nothing to watch. Let's watch it. I thought it was pretty funny. Mike, you?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, pretty.
The Conan one,
yeah. I thought they could have done a little more. It could have been a little looser, but still thought it was pretty good.
Are you guys going to watch Love is Blind, the second one?
No.
Okay. I know the first one, like, we all watched it, loved it.
Because it was pandemic-ish-y.
Yeah.
Like,
the beginning.
Okay.
And it was also a brand new concept.
Mm-hmm.
And
I just saw that there's a second one. I don't know if anyone wanted to watch it.
Mm-mm.
No, I have friends that tell me I should. But
yeah, I have friends who say it was actually good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. There's also a show that NBC is doing. It's like a Survivor show. And people were speculating I'm hosting the show. I'm not. This is not the show I'm hosting. Have I even said I'm hosting a show?
Yes.
Okay, I have said
but
that.
But you haven't said anything that you're doing.
Okay. NBC is doing a show that's called Million Dollar Island. Now, here's why it's different and way more intense. 100 contestants will compete for $1 million during a 50-day stay on a deserted island. So...
50-day. Gosh.
Yeah, and 100 contestants. So, there are bracelets. Everyone starts with a bracelet worth $10,000. Contestants can gain and lose bracelets through various challenges, but whenever a contestant leaves the island, he or she chooses who gets the money that they've accumulated.
That's cool.
Oh.
Like Survivor, the grand prize is $1 million. It's an intense competition, the strength of your personal bond, la, 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 la. It's interesting.
Yeah.
People like those survivey shows. Intense. It's hard to get to know 100 people. You know,
I wonder how quickly they start to drop out and narrow it down to...
The top five. First episode. After the first episode, goes right to Survivor. Yeah. Same people, same amount of time. 2/3 of Americans love breakfast food at dinner. Americans love breakfast so much they would give up dinner for it. This is from study finds. Mm. When reaching for breakfast foods, most prefer a mix of both sweet and savory. But experts think the reason breakfast is so popular for dinner is because the foods are easy to make. That's an interesting theory.
Mm-hmm.
It is easy to make. Even I can make it.
You can do eggs and stuff?
Let me tell you a little story. So, Caitlin... I go through phases of sleeping terribly, and then I figure out what's wrong, I fix it, then I sleep wonderfully, and then something else just kind of hits me. I'm always battling sleep because the show's early and I'm pretty neurotic. But I wake up one morning and I was like, I'm gonna make Caitlin breakfast. I'd finished all the prep for the show, I'd done everything, I'd fed the dogs. I was like, I'm just gonna make Caitlin breakfast, and then because she usually wakes up when I'm leaving. So, okay, I made some eggs, made bagel, did a whole thing. So, put the eggs in. You know,
little scrambly
with the whiskey, and
oh, the whisker
whiskey. Put the little toaster.
A bagel.
Yeah, yeah. Except my toaster's fancy, so I just like wink at it. Put the cream cheese on. We're out of cream cheese, so I found something else to put on. And so I make it and I take it to her, and she's very grateful, and she doesn't want to say anything because she's just happy I went through the effort. And the eggs, I couldn't find the pepper. I know she likes a little black pepper, so I found some pepper. I don't know. I just did a little
paprika.
Took a little shortcuts because I couldn't find things. And she would have never said anything about it, but I noticed that it wasn't all eaten. And she didn't want to tell me that I suck, because she was just so thankful that I tried to do something for her. But what had happened was I couldn't find any of the schmear.
Excuse me?
The cream cheese you said you're out of?
Schmear, yes. So I found some yogurt, some Greek yogurt, non-sweet. And then I was like, I'll put it on there. It'd be like yogurt. There's nothing else. Fine. So she bites into it and thinks it's going to be the schmear.
Yeah, cream cheese.
And she's like, well, that's interesting. And then the eggs, where I thought I couldn't find the pepper, I put red pepper flakes.
It's very different.
It's very hot.
Wow, dude.
I didn't know. And so she eats it and is like, and God bless her. She tried to eat the whole thing, but she couldn't do it because it was, one, disgusting, and two, way too hot. But dang it, I tried.
But
you did try. It's all that matters.
Yes. And I learned if there's not pepper, just don't put anything in it. Mm. The thing about breakfast at dinner, I'm fine with it, but if one person has breakfast at dinner, then everybody has to. I just can't do mix. And it can't go to a brunch, and if we're ordering food, then somebody's like, I'm going to go straight breakfast, and somebody goes straight lunch. I can't. That's
why?
We got to get on the same page.
But why does that affect
do some people not like their food touching on a plate? I don't know what's inside of them that affects that.
Okay.
They don't like it. I'm okay with food touching. I don't like it's three different times a day at the table, though. Like, what time of day is it?
Like, no spaghetti next to eggs over
here. Or a hamburger next to a pancake.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I get it.
But at brunch, that's often...
not at our table.
So you have to make a deal when you go into a brunch.
I don't make a deal. She just she can kind of guide us. Mostly she likes breakfast, but if she decides to go to lunch, heck, I will too. But no two, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I commit. I stay.
Yeah.
And today is going to get cold, which is so stupid.
Because it was hot all
weekend. I'm in shorts.
I know. It was awesome.
I've moved my shorts to the top drawer. It's now shorts time for me.
You did that too early.
So my shorts are out. I've got them on today. The weather said, hey, it's going to be cold. When you're going to go in, it's going to be fine. It's going to rain. But when you leave work, it's going to be cold.
Oh, yeah, we're dropping.
I still wore shorts. I'm in shorts.
You're going to be cold.
It's shorts 2022 for the rest of the year until it's not anymore. But I've declared it's shorts now. Thank you.
Cold tomorrow.
Yeah, it sucks. Mike, you want to draw for these songs? Mm-hmm. There are six songs in the finals of our theme song contest.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to draw the bracket, actually. And so there'll be three, right, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. Ray, the first one up. Do you have them? We're not going to vote right now, but we're just going to play them.
Okay.
Greg McCarthy. Here's Greg McCarthy's submission to our theme song.
Listen up, listen in, it's the Bobby Bones Show. Just a bunch of good friends. Pimpin' Joy on the radio. No, you're never gonna get it, but you could. And when the world's gone crazy, tell me something good. Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show's friends doing what they do. And they make you feel like one, too.
All right,
nice
so
groove.
Squaring off against Greg McCarthy, and don't lean any direction in any way.
Okay.
Scoring off against Greg McCarthy in round one will be Austin Smith. And here's Austin's song.
I wake up in the morning, sitting in the driver's seat. It's better than coffee pouring. Turn it on and hang with the B team. Got Bobby at the wheel, Amy riding shotgun, yeah. Everybody else piled in the back seat. Nah, I'm just kidding. I got Eddie on the cameras. Lunch doing his angry thing. I got Ray and Scuba in the classroom. Abby really nailed it, she can sing. And you can't forget Morgan number two, pop culture news. In the morning. Yeah, that's the crew. It's the Bobby Bones Show for you. It's the Bobby Bones Show for you.
There you go. That is the first matchup.
Okay.
And round two will be Cray Reap. Here is his song.
Welcome to the hottest radio show around.
your hometown. You got Hillary and Abby and Scuba Steve. Ramuno in the studio behind the scenes. Morgan number two on fire online. Mike D and Eddie showing up on time. Lunchbox is scheming about his next deal. Amy's heart of gold is always keeping it real. Last but not least.
Good one. Against him is Angie K.
It's Bobby Bones in the morning, and I'm feeling like I'm one of the crew. If from the morning glory, or to tell me something good. And he listens like the best friend that you never had. Lunchbox is yelling, and he's wondering why he gets so mad.
Of all the melodies, I couldn't get that one out of my head after I played that. Bada boo, bada boo doo, bada bop boo doo boo. That's a good one. All right, but they're all good. That's why they made the finals here out of hundreds. All right, here's the last two. The last two that'll play against each other. Kevin Smith, here you go.
It's the Bobby Bones Show, rockin' country radio. A shout out to the studio. Yeah, it's the Bobby Bones Show. Come on, grab your coffee, let's go. Rank it up and join the show. Making waves on the radio. Hey, it's the Bobby Bones Show. Yeah, it's the Bobby Bones Show.
Pretty good. It sounds like almost like an Al Dean song.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning.
Yeah.
It's like, you like that?
Like how that sounds?
Yeah, like how that sounds. And finally, R&D will be playing against Kevin Smith.
Wake up in the morning. And then you turn the radio on and the dial just keeps on turning. Then you hear Eddie in your lunchbox, Morgan too. Scooby Steve Red Abbott's trying to put you through. Mike D's writing this week's next bit. And Bobby's on the mic, so you know what this is. Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
I mean, that one kind of sneaks up on you. Because at first you're like, well, that's an interesting. Kind of sounds like, what's the guy's name? George, who sings. Whatever. I don't know if I'm tracking it down. Where am I going with that?
George.
Who does that guy sound like?
Nothing. I don't know, nothing.
Okay. what's the song called? Not Barcelona. What's the song called?
George Ezra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
I was going to say that or Portugal the Man or...
What's the song?
Ex-Ambassadors.
What's the George?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Morgan, help us.
Ezra is his name.
Now I just need to find it for my own personal.
Couldn't let it go.
I wasn't gonna chase it. I wasn't gonna chase it. I'm tired.
George Ezra.
I didn't get much sleep.
Could have just said no. But Eddie.
All right. The answer is
Budapest. Let's go.
I said Barcelona. Budapest. Yeah. Okay. So those are your two. What I like about that one though too, I'll say they're the only one who mentions Mike D.
That's true.
Oh no, there was another one where me and Mike D show up on time or something.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
There's a few.
You're not voting right now, but that's the bracket. We're letting people know. And we'll start. Are we doing it this week, Mike, or next week? Let's do it next week. All right. There you have it. So if you are them, congratulations. Do you know how many of them live close, Mike? Because I'd like to have the winner up in the studio.
I believe a few of them.
Don't tell me who, though, because I don't want to influence anything. Yeah. But even if they live somewhere else, they want to come in. I mean, I ain't paying for it. they're getting money to win the contest. But okay. There's that. By the way, on Movie Mike's Movie Podcast today, Mike is ranking every Batman movie from Michael Keaton to Robert Pattinson. He gave The Batman, the new one, a 4.5 rating on the show, but you can listen to hear where it ranks among the other ones. It can't be number one, though, right?
No.
Okay. Because there were some solid The Dark Knights. whenever "Good for You." Was
oh
that on
yeah.
Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
that's Terminator.
Oh, it was, but same guy.
Christian Bale. Christian Bale.
Mm-hmm. Here's a prank on an airline. The prank is blamed for a hijacking scare on a flight bound for Orlando, Florida. I did see another story, too, where people got drunk because alcohol is not allowed and they had to land the flight early.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
You know, it's just a bad mix. The alcohol is going to get a lot of people in trouble, especially when it's like you can have alcohol, but I know that you're drunk and you also don't want to wear your mask.
And you don't want to listen.
Yeah, it's just too many variables. Okay, here we go. An Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle landed in Orlando yesterday afternoon, but it sat on the runway for about an hour. Officials were investigating an airdrop message that a 10-year-old passenger made reporting that the plane was hijacked.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, no.
Police took the child and mom off the plane, but no charges are expected to be filed. The minimum age to file charges is 11.
Well, there'd be 10. And he's 10.
Free him!
So he's good.
Justice for the 10-year-old! WFTV. But he just used airdrop and sent it. Anybody that was on, you can airdrop him something to go, "Would you like to accept this?" Okay. Let me make sure I'm not missing anything. Oh, I got another thing, another music thing. Raymundo said he was listening to a catchy song on the radio and jamming out. Then he found out who sings it and he can't jam out anymore, which I thought was an interesting way to get into this. And I thought, oh, he must have heard a song he liked and then it was an artist he does not like personally. And he goes, oh, I can't like the song.
That's what I'm thinking.
That is not what happened at all.
Oh.
Ray, don't tell your story yet. First, play the song. What's it called?
It is called Before I Knew It.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I was drifting around from town to town. Wasn't never gonna settle for the settling down. But you turned that around, saw a side of me I never knew. Yeah, it's true. Before I knew it, I was holding on the doors, holding your hand, getting off of work just as fast as I can. Calling you.
Got a pretty catchy little song there. Do you know that song?
No, I just know who it is. I can tell.
Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, me and my wife were listening to it, and I was, man, getting ready for brunch. I was like, this girl's got some twang, man. This chick can sing. I mean, just really giving me that, like, hot country feel, like, woo, gotta get this song on the radio. Like, it's a bop. And my wife goes, you cannot jam out that hard that you're going right now to this song.
Because?
It's the Yodel Boy, the 15-year-old dude.
I thought it was a girl at first, but then I realized it was a young boy. When he said holding doors, that's what tipped it off for me. He's back with more music?
I guess.
I thought he was working at Subway.
What?
His parents own one. He was like working there for a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Which, good.
Yeah.
Like,
I like this song, though.
Yeah, I do too.
What do you mean good? Like, he had something going with this.
But, great. But he can still work.
Yeah. Let's.
I like tour and stuff. Take him on the road.
A 15-year-old really needs to learn how normal, basic life
Tell
works.
Tell 15-year-old Taylor that.
Taylor who?
Swift. When she was 15 years old, touring the road.
I'm not going to tell 15-year-old Taylor anything.
Because you can't.
Because I didn't, and I wouldn't talk to a 15-year-old girl and be like, little girl, you need to learn.
Yeah, don't chase your dreams, little girl.
But I think it's great he's working and learning about the real world. You appreciate things more once you experience more. But it is a good little song. So he's back out with another song. Is it new or old?
I think it's pretty new.
It came out in 2019, but it went viral on TikTok, so now a lot of people are listening to it and playing it.
Oh, so it's 3 years old.
Yeah, he put out an EP a while back.
No wonder he's working at Subway. Got it.
Okay. I bet his boy. Now he sings it.
Before I knew it, I was loving on.
I was going to say, he doesn't sound that much older. I mean, that was what, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 years ago. But yeah, but you, yes.
I mean, my kids sound older, like 1 year.
I'm sure he's changed a lot since we've heard that. Let's play a few voicemails I want to get through. Play number one, please, Ray.
I was listening and I heard this guy from New York was on the Friday show, and he said that he shazammed. But you guys can actually Google hum. If you go to Google and you press the like microphone button, you'll see Google Music or whatever, and you press it and it can hum, and it shows you the song. It's crazy. Anyway, just wanted to let you guys know.
Oh,
I didn't know that. Let's see. Let me see if I can do one. The song I've chosen to do is I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. Here we go.
What?
Let's see if Google does it.
It says tap the mic.
It wasn't doing anything.
Let me try again. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm Okay, they give me three options.
Okay.
It's either Eye of the Tiger, Don't Look Up, the main title, or Every Day by Darwin Hobbs.
So I didn't get it. That's on you,
Now they're giving me like 15. Okay, let me try again. Let me see what this song sounds like. Darwin Hobbs, Every Day. This is what they think I sound like right there. Here we go. Don't give me a commercial. Hey.
Let's go.
Kind of a jam.
I don't hear like what you were doing.
Okay, let me try one different way. It's interesting, though, because it does act like it's trying to hear what you're saying. Okay, so go to Google. Type in.
Do you have to just hum or can you sing it?
You know, he's... Oh, that's a good question, too. That's a good question. That's a really good question. I like that because it makes it easier on me. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Fine song. I walked in. Haven't you people ever heard of closing up Dando? It's that sob, it's that number tower. I walked in. Haven't you people ever heard? Okay, here we go. Mary J. Blige, not looking. Independent Woman Part 1, Destiny's Child.
Nice.
Or Le Geste Tu, Prince Royce.
And what were you actually singing?
What if you
what
like?
What are you talking about? Was I singing?
What if you don't like yell it and just kind of say,
I walked in. Haven't you people ever heard of closing the door? I don't know, but some labadee. I walked in. Haven't you people ever heard of Panic at the Disco? I write sins, not tragedies.
You got it.
We figured it out.
Haven't you people ever heard of?
It took me 10 minutes.
Closing
the door. That song.
Even you guys didn't know?
No, man. I couldn't connect the two.
Oh, crap.
Okay, so...
So, you know
just,
what?
Like,
I would just hit Shazam.
Sing it.
Okay, here's number two.
I was wondering if you guys can bring back Morning Corny After Dark. Maybe do it once a week or once a month.
Whoa.
I love it. Amy, when she cracks up, it's got me cracking up. I love it. So I was wondering if y'all can do that maybe in the post show because I know y'all have to be... super careful for kids. Anywho, thanks.
Let's do them.
Once a week would be hard.
Let's
there's...
do a few this week. We'll just give her a this week. And but we need to do it in like 8C segment.
After dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. When kids are in school.
Mm-hmm. I have some, but I'll...
You're supposed to get package them together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Ray's finger ready on the bleep button. Because sometimes Amy doesn't know the difference in ones we can and can't do. But we should do them this week.
I don't know.
Maybe Friday, maybe Thursday. One of those 2 days.
Okay.
Let's do one more. Number four. This is Emma.
I'm in fifth grade, and I'm doing a school project on Tennessee. I was wondering if you would answer these questions. What are your favorite landmark in Tennessee? What is your favorite thing to do in your city or state? What is the weather like in Tennessee? Thank you.
Well, let me give you the weather. Rain.
Rainy and cold.
All the time.
Sucks. Ice.
It sucks. The rain sucks. Okay, so it's a temperate climate. It, you know, we have seasons.
The four seasons.
But there's a lot of rain. It sucks. More than I think I would have expected. So that's, we'll do that. My favorite Tennessee landmark. Can I pick the Pyramid in Memphis? Now it's a Bass Pro Shop, but it used to be.
That's hilarious.
Where, like, they used to have wrestling there in venues.
It's the Bass Pro now.
I mean,
it's right by the bridge.
If I'm picking.
Or the Opry.
Oh, that's cool
the good.
Too.
That's the good, real one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about the Smoky Mountains? The Great Smoky Mountains.
Hey,
yeah. No,
I can leave.
Bobby can Google that.
Hey, I can leave them. Yeah. You know, they're just kind of in the way when you drive. You got to go around stuff.
And, you can go right through them.
Yeah, but you have to like still circle. Yeah. And so for real, yes, the Ryman or the Opry, which aren't the same place. Sometimes the Opry's at the Ryman, but now there's an Opry House. So yes, I would go Opry or Ryman. Good job, Amy. And then I would go to the Pyramid in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be a wrestling concerts.
Yeah.
Now Bass Pro. Anything you want to add to that list?
What was the next? Because what's the next one?
City, where you live.
City, where I live, like places, things to do.
Just your favorite thing to do.
Ooh. There's lots of great hiking, whether Percy Warner, Cheekwood, Radnor. That's where it's at. The park. They do a good job with like hiking in parks here, like in the city, where you're like don't feel like you're in the city, but you are.
What's my favorite thing here,
dude?
My house.
I mean, that's what I would say. My house.
Locked up in my house, so nobody can. We went to dinner last night, and it was just great because everybody's gone in Las Vegas, and we didn't have to run into anybody who's like, "Will you put me on your show?"
Oh, they're all at the ACMs. Mm-hmm.
It just felt liberating. Sometimes if we go to a place that's good and like trendy-ish because it's a new place, we want to try it out, there's like somebody there, and they're like, oh, and they'll come, and they'll be like, hey, if you ever want to, you know, need a guest on your show, and we're like, oh, it's awkward. That didn't happen last night. It's pretty great. We also went at 5.
So not a lot of people eating at that time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's when they open. okay, thank you guys for your calls. Let me see if there's anything else I want to do. I dived in.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of like things to help her with her project that would be good.
I thought we gave her
our city.
A lot.
Like the Bluebird Cafe's here.
That's a good one.
She's clearly not, I guess she's, I don't know if she's from here, but she's doing a school project. Uh-huh. Like if I was.
It's very music and, you know, intense. I mean, there's just the Opry, the Rhyme, and the Bluebird, Broadway. I hate it, but that's because
but
I live
cool.
here.
Yeah.
Just when we were in Las Vegas for, I was doing the Remax keynote thing. It was on the Strip. It was in the, my performance was in the theater at MGM. And so, but we were driving up and down the Strip. And I was thinking to myself, people that live in Las Vegas don't ever come down here unless they have to. It's exactly like us on Broadway.
Yeah.
And I bet people in Las Vegas that live there are like, oh, I don't want to go down to the Strip. But sometimes you have to. And we're like, oh, I don't want to go down to Broadway. But sometimes you have to.
Yeah. I was there for work the other night and it was crazy how many people, I mean, and I was out of there by 8:30 p.m. So it hadn't even gotten crazy, but I was like, look at all these people. And they're here every night. Not the same people, but the streets are, the bars are packed, the people are there, and like this is going on and I never witness it.
They say every day of the week it's like that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, people are trained to go there.
Yeah.
As but tourists. You're supposed to, the signs on the airport are like, and you have to. You have to go there
for
the first
fun.
Time.
What I'm saying, also too, in my hour and a half I was there, it was fun. Like we danced. Like I was like, we should come here more.
You were dancing?
Dance at work?
Whoa.
I was doing.
What kind of work were you doing, Amy?
Yeah.
Pepsi did a teacher's night out with iHeart or Big Night.
Oh, and Locash.
So, yes, Locash was performing. I didn't.
You danced with them?
I didn't stay for that part. I watched them perform like one song and then I was like, I got to get home to the kids. Yeah. But their DJ Silver was there. And like some teachers were just sitting having a good time. I met them because they would come up and say they listened to the show. And then I was like, you know what? Get up. And I went and I made all these teachers get up and we went to the dance floor. And we just had so much fun dancing.
Wow. You were the party starter?
I was.
Wow.
Yeah. Well.
So, I mean, it was good. DJ Silver says hi, by the way.
Oh, tell him we said hi.
Tell him we said hello.
Yeah, if you see him in a year or so.
I know that when I run into him.
It's like message in a bottle. That's what that feels like.
Yeah.
That's it. Anything you want to add before we go? Is there anything?
Okay. No, I mean, ugh.
All right, we're done. We will see you guys tomorrow. Big, awesome. Haley Witters is on tomorrow and Tennille Towns, who are two of my favorite female artists. And it is International Women's Day, so we will do plenty to celebrate that. We hope you liked the Dolly interview today. And I believe that is all. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.